Mr. Roy Harris, who presently lives in Grottoes. Where had you lived in the mountains, Mr. Harris?
Brown's Gap.
Brown's Gap.
That's right off the park.
That's right.
I mean the skyline.
That's right, yeah. How old were you when you left the park, left the mountains?
I was about 19 years old.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Emma Sipe.
Sipe, S-I-P-E?
Right.
Were there many Sipes up there?
No, she come from Stanton area.
I see.
We wasn't raised in the mountain either.
Okay. How did your father meet her?
That I don't exactly know. Before they met at.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, the house that you lived in, what kind of a house was that?
It was a six-room frame house.
Six rooms? Now that was unusual, wasn't it?
Well, we built the most of that house. My dad did.
Uh-huh.
His dad lived in a smaller house.
Yeah.
Years before that.
Mm-hmm. Then when your father got married, he built this house?
Yeah, we had a good house.
Yeah. Most of the houses, what were most of the houses?
Well, some of them was log houses, some of them was just shanties like.
Uh-huh.
Several log houses in the mountains.
Yeah. Roughly, how much land did your father own?
He had about 40 acres.
40 acres. Was this land that his father had given him, or?
He had probably a little of it that his father gave him, but he bought the most of it.
Uh-huh.
Off of John Driver. And paid for it working back for him for $1 a day.
What did John Driver do to have him work for him?
He was a farmer here in the valley, and it was to clean up grazing land. He put lots of cattle up every year.
So around Brown's Gap, it was good grazing land.
Oh,
also.
Yeah. This is 500 or 600 cattle in that area.
Uh-huh.
Patterson had cattle in there. Stuart Crone had cattle in there. Gibb Fulton had cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Kennedy had cattle. And lots, they'd all drive them from here to the mountain in droves in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we would pick the fence up and salt them for a lot of them.
Then, in other words, you all helped take care of these cattle during the summer. But you still owned your own property.
Oh, yes. We raised our own stuff.
Okay. Now, were the families large families?
10 of us.
10 in your family.
That's right.
Were most of the families large like that?
Well, majority of them had a good many kids.
Yeah. How near was your nearest neighbor?
Oh, probably a mile and a half.
That's quite a distance away, wasn't it?
Well, it was over the hill.
Yeah.
A mile and a half.
Yeah.
And that was about the closest one. The others were several miles.
Yeah. Now, the children, as you were growing up, were you given special jobs to do?
Well, in a way, yes. Otherwise, the only special job we had was bringing the cows in and milking them.
Yeah.
One of us would go get them one morning, and the other one the other morning, and one evening, and one another evening.
Uh-huh.
We'd have to kind of round them up and bring them in to eat.
Sure. How did you know your cattle from other cattle?
Well, we had our property fenced.
Okay.
And most of the farmers had the cattle branded. Like you do out west.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a C or a F or whatever it is, I don't know who, or a certain amount of splits in each year.
Mm-hmm.
One farmer would have maybe 3 splits in this cow's year and in the left year, or maybe another farmer would have 2 splits in the right year of his cow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they knew them apart, say, the ones that didn't have branded.
Your cows then didn't wander in with the cows?
With other people's cows. No, they didn't.
Did the other farms let their cows go in with the cattle?
No, they all had the farms fence separately. The only way they would get out would be when the fence would break down, or some of them are just nice to get out.
What kind of fences?
Barbed wire.
Okay. That was a job to put around 40 acres.
Yeah, but we had trees to put it all to. We hardly ever had to plant any posts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many cows did you have?
Well, we only kept about 4 cows of our own.
That was a lot of cows.
To milk and to raise a few cattle, but through the summer season, the farmers would bring us milk cows. When they'd bring the herd to the valley, they would let us take to the mountain. They'd take a lot of calves off of them and let us milk the cows for that fall. Mm. So we would milk 15, 20 cows during the summer season.
What would you do with all that milk?
We would churn it in an old hand churn and make butter out of it and feed the sow milk to the hogs and carry the butter to the store.
Mm-hmm.
We got 15 cents a pound for it.
That was a lot of money in those days.
Yeah, and that's what we got for chickens. We've carried young chickens and butter by hand from where we live to the Black Rock Springs. They had a hotel there. Carry live chickens and butter there and sell to that hotel. 3 miles each way.
Okay, I wanted to find out about that Black Rock Hotel. But first I want to ask you again about, let's go on about the number of, you had all these cows. How many chickens did you have?
Oh, we had probably anywhere from 25 to 75. We'd raise them through the summer season.
Did you ever do this of exchanging some of your chicken eggs with other people's chicken eggs to improve your stock?
No, we didn't, but we always traded corn and potatoes. We'd get our seed corn from somebody else. We'd get our seed potatoes, they would get theirs from us.
Mm-hmm.
They claim it's a crop bag.
Yeah.
But we didn't change chickens, whether I remember we didn't.
Yeah. All right. How many hogs did you have?
Oh, we usually butchered anywhere from 6 to 10. Most of the time, 8 to 10 hogs a fall. And a hen.
Did you sell any of the hams?
No, indeed. Wouldn't have no gold, no money bought them hams. We turned our hogs out loose. We quit feeding them both 1st of May, and we didn't mess with them anymore until cold weather. They all run loose.
Mm-hmm.
They lived off acorns and chestnuts and apples, stuff like that. We had a big apple orchard, pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.
And awful good meat, leanest meat you could get. And then we'd bring them in and feed them corn about a month before we butchered them.
Now again, they stayed inside this fence.
Well, not altogether. The hogs, they moved on other people's property too.
Uh-huh.
They would go Monday to where they wanted to go.
Yeah.
And everybody had a cornfield or something like that away from home. They all fenced it with rail fences.
Mm-hmm.
So the stock didn't bother them, see.
Yeah.
And we had we raised lots of stuff. We raised we'd put apples in the basement, probably 50, 75 bushels in the fall, in the cellar. We had a big cement cellar built back in the ground in the mountains.
Yeah.
Of all the types of apples. Then we would bear about 100 heads of cabbage in the fall. We'd put about 50, 75 bushels of potatoes away. See, it takes a whole lot of feed 10 kids.
Yeah.
When they're running around all them mountains.
Right.
We'd have a smokehouse hanging full of meat, you know, and we'd put it up straight full every year. We made a good living. We didn't have any money, but we made a good living, better living than I'm making today.
Yeah.
First for the eating line.
Right. Now, along with eating, did you ever eat any beef?
Not much beef in the mountains because we had no way to keep it. We didn't even have a refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, you kept things in the springhouse, right?
We kept things. We had a wonderful springhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a cement trough in it. We kept it sitting full of milk all the time, and the water, cold water, run right through it, see, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, once in a time, we had to shovel under the snow from the house to the springhouse. We had to make a tunnel on it to get to it.
No.
I'm telling you nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth.
A tunnel?
Well, you see, the wind sweeping off them hills bad, you know, the snow in them hollows.
Yeah.
We had cars parked every day, you couldn't see one bit of them. And the snow would drift in the road so bad we couldn't get out sometime much of the month. We'd ride horses in them drifts back and forth to break them loose so they would stall, see?
Yeah. Did you have, how many horses did you have?
Oh, we kept about four horses, good horses.
Now, what did you use those for?
We hauled material over here to the railroad track and sold it, such as locust posts, tan bark, telephone poles, and extract wood.
That was a good cash crop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd raided our buckwheat for pancakes, and we'd thrash them with poles, put them over rails, and beat it out. The grains out, then take it to the mill and have it ground.
Mm-hmm. Where was the mill?
Well, we had to take the mill, but the mill was in what we call in Brown's Cove. That is about 10 miles from where we live.
Would you put it on the horse
on
then?
On the back, I put it up. We had mill sacks, they had mill sacks.
Yeah.
We would put it behind the saddle and take the horse back to the mill.
Did you pay the miller to do it, or did he take a part?
Well, as I remember, he taking a part out of some of it for grinding.
Uh-huh. Now, the Black Rock Hotel,
yes.
How far away was that from you?
I was three miles where we lived.
North, right?
South. See, we up here is Brown's Gap, back there is Black Rock.
Okay.
So it's direct south.
Now, you would take eggs, hams?
No hams. Eggs,
butter,
and chicken.
Eggs and chicken and butter?
And butter.
Okay.
Is what we care where and sell it.
And they gave you cash.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What was the hotel like?
Well, it was a big hotel set up against the hill. It must have held 30, 40 people probably did.
Uh-huh.
And people would come there and stay in the summer for the health. People had bad health.
Uh-huh.
They had a stuff of water there. They claimed it was good for you. Still there.
Yeah.
You can take a cup and dip it out the bottom of the spring. The stuff would settle that it's that deep in the water. Then it didn't fire on top, see?
Mm-hmm.
People would go there for the water.
Yeah.
And spend the summer. They had a bowling alley there, too, in it.
How would the people get there?
Well, a lot of them would come by trains here and then go by horses from here up there.
Uh-huh.
Or cars. They had some old cars in them days, too.
Sure.
The first car we ever owned was a 1923.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought that from the same man I bought this one I got from now. He's still in business. Paul Freed in Waynesburg. He's been in business 60 years.
See? I guess he's a pretty honest man.
Yeah. He is.
This Black Rock Hotel, do you know how long it had been there?
I really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't know how long it had been there. It stayed there until the government took it and
sure. They
tore it down.
Yeah. It was a wooden...
Yeah, that was framed too.
Mm-hmm. And had a big porch on
the front. Oh, yeah, very big porch along the lower side of it.
Mm-hmm. And 30 people could stay there.
Yeah, at least maybe more, whether I remember, maybe more.
Uh-huh. All right, now back to your life. Where did you get your supplies? Where was the nearest store?
Well, I guess I said Grotto's was just as near, about the same distance here as it is to Brown's Cove. And if we had to go to town, we'd come out and go on the train.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to go to Waynesburg.
Yeah.
Charlottesville or someplace like that.
Yeah. But when you came to the stores to buy things, what would you buy?
Well, mostly oatmeal, sugar, coffee.
Kerosene,
and that type of stuff. We didn't buy
much. Did you pay cash for it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we always paid for it.
Because some people used to take things and exchange them.
Yeah, sometimes we would sell some butter or eggs or something to the merchants, you know, but hey, got much on it, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We'd have left and so forth.
Would you walk down to the store?
No, we'd come over here mostly on wagon. That is in the very earliest days until we did get an old car.
Yeah, right. Okay. Your garden that you planted, how big a garden was it?
Well, it was just the garden part of the half an acre or better.
And you planted buckwheat?
Well, we did plant that in the garden, but we used to raise it.
Yeah.
That was good for bees, too. We always kept a lot of bees for honey, and it made good buckwheat cake, too.
Sure, yeah. Sounds great. You raised cabbages.
A lot of them. Mountain is a wonderful place for cabbage.
Uh-huh. Tomatoes?
Plenty of tomatoes, cucumbers, all that stuff.
Beets, turnips?
Yeah, just like we do now for that.
Yeah.
Only we didn't have to fertilize back there. The ground raised it without any fertilizer.
Was it very rocky?
Some of it was rocky, some of it was no rocks at all.
Did you take the rocks out and build a stone wall with them, or just...
No, we aimed to pick places. We had our garden and stuff, but it wasn't many rocks much. And what was on there, we got off.
Mm-hmm.
And sewed them off. There's a lot of walls built back there, but we didn't build them from the passage.
Mm-hmm.
Then we... My dad, he would grow up in the mountains around close home there, and he'd find a good, real smooth, rich place, and he'd put a little truck patch in that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you use the horses for plowing?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We used a single shovel plow, about one fur at a time, and a horse. And we had a turn plow we turned the ground with, what you call a hillside plow. You don't see many of them anymore. When you plow this way and you get to the end, you had to kick the hook loose and throw the mold board the other way and hook it back to go back.
Uh-huh.
We didn't plow around, you know, like you do now.
Yeah, right.
And we cut the tops out of our corn when it gets broke right, right above the ear. And then we would pull a blade from that down off, just the corn blades, and we'd tie them in bundles. Then we would hang them back on the stalk and leave the years of corn stick on the stalk. Hang the blades back to the cured, which keep them for milk calves. They're wonderful feed.
Oh.
Then we would go back later in the fall and pull that corn off and sled it to the house in a barn. Then we would have a big corn shucking. All the neighbors would come and have to shuck it.
Yeah.
Ever who used to find the most red ears, they'd always give him a drink of brandy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bet you did that.
Yeah.
But that's true.
Sure.
And it worked good that way, you know.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And we had apple butter boiling.
Mm-hmm.
We'd make a kettle of two apple butter every fall.
Yeah. Neighbors and all get together with that?
A lot of times they'd have. And my mother always put up 15 to 20 gallons of preserved in crops. I'm not counting the small jars and all that stuff. Just in gallon crops. Such as blackberries and raspberries, that thing.
Yeah. With your apple butter boiling, did you do that in the evening or during the day?
Taking all day to do it. You put it on early in the morning, be nice till it got done.
Sure.
We have boiled it on up until the night, you know.
Yeah. Did anybody play any music while you were doing this?
Well, once in a while.
Uh-huh. Well, did anybody dance or have any...
No, not really. Not at the apple butter boiling. Some of them maybe did, but we didn't.
Did anybody bring any drinks?
Oh, yeah, they'd always have something to drink.
Mm-hmm. If the paddle touched the side of the kettle, what happened?
Well, the paddle is supposed to go round all the way around the kettle. It's supposed to touch the kettle, keep the apple butter loose from sticking against it. And the bottom, too. You're supposed to rub the bottom with the stirrer, too.
Did you ever put a penny in the bottom?
Yeah, we've done that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a little butter if it tries to boil over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, you say people would get together for corn shucking and for apple butter boiling. Did you ever have any dances or anything like that?
Yes, we had dances. on Saturday night. A lot of times we'd have a dance. People would walk 8 or 10 miles to come to the dance.
And you'd have it in the houses?
Have it in the house.
Uh-huh. So you had fiddlers?
Fiddlers and bandits.
Uh-huh. Can you remember any of the tunes they played?
Oh, good many old tunes they played.
Can you remember any?
Oh, I don't exactly know. They'd play Coming Round the Mountain or Soldier Joy or...
Turkey and
Straw. Turkey and Straw. Different old songs.
Yeah. Did you ever hear Money Mush?
No, I don't believe so.
Leather Breeches?
Yeah. They played that.
Okay. Now, it was mainly square dancing then that you did.
Square dancing, old square dancing.
Who was the caller?
Well, my brother called some, Paul Harris, and Price Hall, he was a good figure call. He come up there from Brown's Cove.
Uh-huh.
He was done the most of the figure calls.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would do it, different ones. And Astor Frazier and Tom played the music.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Garrison?
Yeah, and Jimmy Garrison, he was a banjo picker.
Uh-huh.
He lived about 2 miles from us.
Have you any idea of where how your family came to be in the mountains?
Well, not really, because my dad had been there all of his life, and his dad had been there all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Harris is there for a couple hundred years.
No.
Oh,
I
got a nephew up here, looked up a lot of that stuff, and he found my way back to where my great-granddaddy was, and I never even know anything about him at all.
Uh-huh.
And he's making a book on that old stuff.
Great. Because Harris sounds as though it's English.
They claim that most of Harris had left the mountain and went to Kentucky way back in the old days. There didn't many families of them ever stay in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy and his brother stayed in the mountains till he died. He lived about 5 or 6 miles from us.
Mm-hmm.
His only real Harrises that I knew when I was growing up was in the mountains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they
didn't have kin people, but around. Some of the Jameses was kin to him.
It was the custom until just about the Civil War that first cousins would marry in order to make sure of property. Do you know of people that did that up there?
Well, I knew a couple families married the first and second cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But none of our family ever did.
Uh-huh. There were always enough visiting around to...
We didn't really go for that much.
Mm-hmm. Those families that did do it, did you notice that there was any problem with any of the children?
No, I don't really remember of any. Some of the Garrisons married again, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was any problem, Robert, but we didn't ever just do it.
Yeah. Back when you were a child, if your mother told you to do something, did you always jump and do it?
I'd do it. That's more than I can say for them today.
Right. Did you ever think of saying that you didn't feel like doing it?
Not to remember, because we mostly done what they asked us. And I think we was more listen to our parents much better than they do today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much better. And well, I didn't have any problem with my parents.
Yeah.
I never remember having really falling out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them. Some of the kids did, but I never did.
Yeah.
I got around that some way or another.
Mm-hmm. How about visiting? Was there a lot of visiting or not?
Yes, right much.
Were there any special days you would do it?
Mostly Sundays.
Sundays.
Uh-huh. We would walk for miles to our friend's house. Then they would come to ours. Then we would go to somebody else's. They would come to ours.
Yeah. Did you have much time to play games?
Not much. We didn't play many games in the mountain. We mostly just roamed around.
Yeah. Play marbles?
Yeah, play marbles. Mm-hmm.
Pitch horseshoes?
Horseshoes, oh yeah, always pitch horseshoes.
Sure. When you visited people, if they were busy doing something, what did they stop doing it?
They would quit and always make you stay for lunch, whether it's lunchtime or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You never got to wait till you eat.
Great. Yeah.
There's no way.
How about school?
I afraid you've come to that. That's what hurt the mountain people, I guess, more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
All the school we had when I was growing up at my age was just 3 months summer school.
And you were busy in the summer.
Yeah, but we still had to go to school 3 months and walk 3 or 4 miles each way to that.
Was it a one-room school?
No, yeah, one big room.
Yeah.
And the school teacher roomed with us.
Oh.
And she's still living, believe it or not.
She is?
Yes, Miss Lottie Maupin. She comes from Boonesville, and last I heard, I was been about a year ago, she was in a nursing home in Charlottesville.
Oh, my.
She rode a horse up there, and we kept the horse, and she stayed with rooms with us.
How about you come from Free Union?
Well, I was Boonesville. I said Boonesville. Well, I didn't say that. That's what that folks said.
Don't call on that.
But all the girls left home and went away and stayed for school with some of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But then they needed us boys at home right much, so we didn't get the chance to get that much education.
How far did the school go? How many grades?
Oh, it went to about the 8th.
What was taught?
Oh, I don't remember anymore much. It's different things.
Reading
and writing.
Arithmetic.
That's about the same as I reckon.
History?
That's on now, huh?
History?
Not much history.
Geography?
Not much.
Spelling?
Yes, spelling.
Did you have spelling bees?
Yes.
Did you like them?
No, I never did do very good in school.
Oh.
I always liked school teachers too well, and she'd let me get by too easy. I'd look after old horse and tend it for all the time.
But 3 months in the summer.
That's right. See, it was so rough up there, you couldn't get to school any in the winter. Even if you had school.
Yeah.
The school board in Charlottesville sent her up there to teach through the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was there for all your 8th grade?
Yeah, she was there after the 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. And you went through 8th grade?
No, I didn't. I didn't go in and get it for the 5th.
I had think that was pretty normal, wasn't it?
Yeah, then a lot of them didn't go none, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of kids didn't. That was the biggest mistake I guess our parents made, but back in that day and time, schooling didn't amount to what it does today.
Mm-hmm.
What people done for a living then, they didn't inquire much schooling.
Yeah.
We didn't know these times was ever coming. I guess the old people didn't.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But that was the worst part about living in the mountain was school.
Yeah.
Of all. We had more to eat, and we were just as well off money as anybody. Women didn't worry about the furniture in the house. But when someone seen another woman have something, they didn't go back home and say they had to have it.
Yeah.
They were satisfied what they had. And that's a good
way. By the way, was your furniture handmade or was it purchased?
Well, it was mostly purchased. It wasn't much of our stuff handmade. Mm-hmm. We had some old stuff. I didn't think we had $25 worth in the house.
Yeah.
But now it was bringing enough to furnish a dandy house, you know.
Yeah.
We had old wanted dresses, wanted beds, and all that stuff, you know, and old brass tea kettles. And all that stuff, you know, would be worth a whole lot now.
How about your clothes? Did your mother make your clothes?
They made some of them. We bought some of them.
Mm-hmm. Your shoes? Did you have metal?
Steel plates. A lot of them did. And we used to use these big head tacks and I used to walk in the winter on ice. They had tacks with a round, sharp head on them.
Yeah.
You drove your shoes right full of them, you could stand up good on them.
What did you do to the floors of the house?
I didn't hurt no wooden floor. I thought it was in there with this wooden floor.
Okay.
Scrub it twice a week with lye water.
Yeah, right.
That's where she kept it clean. She kept it clean, too.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have no money, but we had plenty of water. We was all clean.
Yeah. She made her own soap.
Made her own soap.
Yeah.
Washed all the clothes behind.
Yeah.
All of us kids. Turned all that butter. We'd have sometimes turn the butter, skimmed all that milk with cream off it every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then would come to see and work with us a couple of hours and then go back and finish dinner.
Yeah.
Asked a woman to do that today, she'd drop dead.
Sure. What would be a typical dinner?
Huh?
What would be a typical dinner?
You mean what we'd have?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we would mostly have meat, beans, potatoes, crunch, biscuits, hoe cakes. We made a lot of hoe cakes them days.
Yeah. Ash cakes?
Well, not many. We didn't go for that much. Some of the old people did make a lot of ash cakes in the fireplaces.
Yeah.
But I don't remember us making ash cakes.
Because
we had a big, great, big old cook stove.
Yeah.
And we'd have meat three times a day. All the time. And we'd have cabbage and beans and maters and just like other people eat, really.
Better.
Well, there's more fuel, I reckon.
Yeah. Did you all string beans to dry them?
We'd strung beans and dried them.
And would you hang them around?
We'd lay them on a sheet on the roof.
Oh.
And apples the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Dried apples.
Yeah.
I used to hate them things. Now I wish I had some of them.
Well, they were good dry.
Oh, I know, but I didn't like them when I was young at all.
Oh, boy, they made the best pies.
Yeah.
How about cherries?
Well, we picked lots of cherries. We had a lot of cherries at home, but we would can them for pies. And
you didn't dry them?
Preserve. We didn't dry any cherries.
Did you dry huckleberries?
No, we didn't.
Did you pick them?
Oh, yeah, we picked them.
And would you sell those or eat them?
We'd sell some huckleberries and we'd sell some blackberries.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall what you got for those?
Well, I think about 25 cents a gallon.
Hey, that was good.
Yeah, I know it was, but huckleberries, it takes a long time to pick a gallon of huckleberries.
Did you ever or know people that started fires to make sure that they'd have the huckleberries?
Well, people used to burn the ground for huckleberries, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because it's been proven that that really works.
It will.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. They will grow worse than burnt.
Yeah.
So will blackberries and raspberries.
Sure.
A good many of them will come on burnt plants.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of selling things, did you ever catch rabbits to sell them?
Oh, yeah, and bring them out here to the store and sell them whole, just like we kill them, take the antlers out of them.
Yeah.
We'd get 15 cents a piece for them.
You were robbed.
That's what we'd get for them. The store.
I know, some that got 25 cents.
The store right up there on the corner used to buy them from us, give us 15 cents, and he had a room he'd keep them all hanging up in until he let somebody else have them.
Mm-hmm.
He'd hang them up like we take them out.
Would you set traps for them, or how would you catch
rabbit boxes, mostly.
Rabbit boxes. Did you hunt anything else?
Oh, yeah, we hunted coons.
Yeah.
Me and my dad caught lots of coons. Coon hides back in them days bought a good price. A coon didn't have a chance then. You'd get $8, $10, $12 coon hides. And we'd hunt them, we'd cut a tree down for the 4 or 5 foot big to get him.
Yeah.
We had to have him.
Yeah.
The coon hide was higher then than it had been since, so yeah, the last year or two.
Hmm. Did you eat the coon?
We have eaten coons. I've eaten coons. Not many of them, but we've eaten some coons. I've eaten groundhog too.
I hear they were good.
I've eaten groundhog, coons, squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rabbits.
Were they soaked overnight in salt?
Soak them in strong salt water. Coons. Mm-hmm. Or groundhog either. Yeah. We don't eat young groundhogs.
Mm-hmm.
Young groundhogs.
Yeah. How about moonshine? Were the people around that made much of that?
Yeah, great much out of it made.
Mm-hmm. Were they in any particular hollows that you know of that did it?
Well, in fact, a lot of people made a little moonshine back there, most of the places.
Mm-hmm.
It's one way of getting a little money, see?
Mm, that's right. More practical than carrying a whole barrel of apples.
Yeah.
Sure. But you don't know of any particular people that did do it.
Oh, yes, I know some of them.
Did they ever end up in fights?
Or never. They didn't have much trouble back in there in them days.
Mm-hmm.
Now and then you'd find a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was maybe one or two families back there wasn't too good, but they'd mostly fight each other, didn't give anybody else much trouble.
Yeah. Were they mainly moonshiners?
Yes, they made moonshine.
Yeah. And probably it was because, well, they were jealous. He made a lot of moonshine.
Yeah.
And jealousy on that.
So. Well, we made some too.
Mm-hmm.
We made some too.
Was it a lot of work?
No, it wasn't a lot of work, and I never did think nobody had stole anything when they made it. I never did think it was too much harm in it.
No.
The government's making now selling to us.
Right.
We bought our sugar and paid for it. We bought our grain and paid for it.
Yeah.
We didn't steal nothing. That's one thing people wasn't much about doing in them days.
Yeah.
We're taking anything that didn't belong to us.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't. Did you have a lock on your door?
On the house? Never locked it. The truth, I hardly ever locked it.
Mm-hmm.
I go away and hardly ever shut the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Church.
We went to church, though.
How far away was the church?
Oh, the church was 5 or 6 miles from where we lived.
Wow, that was a distance.
Not as old as Sugar Hall. Brethren Church was the only church up in there.
Yeah. Did they use the minister for weddings?
Yeah.
Would they go to the church or did he come to the home?
Well, I don't remember too much exactly about that. I guess both work both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I reckon some of them went to the church and some of them didn't.
How about for funerals?
We always had a preacher for funerals.
Did they keep the body in the home until it was time
That's
to
right.
be buried?
Mm-hmm. Yes, kept it in the home, built the spirit, and sometimes you'd have to carry a corpse a couple miles to the graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Were they family graveyards?
Yes, most of them. We had a family graveyard, and ours wasn't more than a couple hundred yards from the house.
Mm-hmm. Would you use monuments? Did you buy monuments or did you use rock?
Mostly rock.
Would you write on them?
It's some stone, yeah. It's some stones in there.
Uh-huh.
Some stones and there's monuments in there. All the graveyards mostly up there.
Great. Did they make the caskets or buy them?
They bought them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where anymore, but they bought them. I don't remember making any.
Do you know what the most frequent cause of death was?
In them days?
Mm.
I don't know. Something simple to us now that people had a lot of heart attacks in them days. And some of them would have sugar and high blood pressure.
Diphtheria?
And diphtheria. Lots of people had measles. They didn't kill many people. Pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, well, as I remember, many of them having any cancers in them days.
Yeah.
If it did, they didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid people always had them, but they didn't have the stuff to find out if you had them or didn't have them.
Yeah. They just would say something's wrong with them and he's failing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And people did eat a little more pure food then than they do now.
Sure.
It wasn't mixed up as much as cholesterol and stuff it is now, I don't think.
Do you recall any medicines or herbs that your mother used when, like, if you got a cold, what would she give you?
Well, then if we had a very much chest cold, it always rub us with camphor. Mm-hmm. And we'd take worm medicine, castor oil, and stuff like that for other problems.
Yeah.
It wasn't in aspens I know anything about.
How about turpentine?
Turpentine. And sugar,
mm-hmm.
That's for worms.
Oh, that was for worms?
Yes, kids had worms, they'd give them a spoonful of sugar and a couple drops of turpentine, and that would get rid of them.
Oh.
Right away.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of any other herbs that she used, neutral or anything?
No,
there's
I wouldn't.
So much that we have lost. And not using those herbs because they were good.
We didn't use any herbs much.
Sassafras tea?
Well, we'll drink that a minute then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Mostly get that in the spring of the year.
Yeah.
Most of us drink that because they liked it.
And we used to dig ginseng and sell it too.
Yeah.
And we could have some of it now. It's $140 a pound.
Yeah. You never used ginseng now?
No, we never use it. It's good for medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yarrow, did you use yarrow or any of those?
No.
Peppermint tea?
Peppermint tea, we've had that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet mint and peppermint.
Yeah.
Two kinds of it.
How was Christmas celebrated?
Well, very poor. We'd always have a big dinner and a big time, but we didn't get a whole lot for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Did you do the Kris Kringlers?
Huh?
Kris Kringlers?
I don't like what you mean.
Oh, that was a custom they had around Elkton. Of Kris Kringlers.
All right. Don't remember anything about it.
Okay.
We all put our stockings, we'd take our stockings and hang them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd get an orange and apple and maybe a little cap pistol and little candies.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Did you shoot off firecrackers?
Oh, yeah, we had plenty of firecrackers.
Sure. And you did a lot of visiting, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And had a big meal.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever celebrate Easter or Thanksgiving or 4th of July?
Yeah. We mostly always come over here to the Grand Cabins on the 4th of July.
Oh, yes. And what would go on there?
Oh, they'd have all big to-dos. Our people would come here from Roanoke and Sturgeon would run the train load of people.
Uh-huh.
They would have a big day over there, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's just something like a little carnival or something, you know.
Yeah.
And, we would save our money all year to get enough to come over here with and buy 75 cents. I thought I was in pretty good shape.
Sure.
We'd fill the wagon bed up full of straw and all of us kids would fill it up.
Yeah.
And this whole bottom over here would be full of wagons and horses and buggies.
Uh-huh.
Boy, they got it right now. They got to hope that now. They got a nice place out of that now.
Sure. Right.
And that park there has got all of it.
Yeah.
But it hadn't went to nothing.
Yeah, I know it.
We would come here for the 4th of July mostly.
Mm-hmm. How about practical jokes? Did any of you play practical jokes?
Yeah, right then.
Can you think of any that you did?
Different kind, but I don't remember anymore what they're all about. Maybe putting frogs in bed with people. We tie the leg with the string and throw them to the sheep. So they couldn't get away.
How about that cow manure you put on that man's biscuit?
You can tell that.
Sure, I'll
tell. On somebody's biscuit?
Tell it all while you're telling this to yourself. I've heard you tell. tell the kids.
Why not tell us? Was it a man visiting?
There's no man had cattle up around. We us kids was watching me. We had plenty to eat, but he'd have different stuff. He never would give us none of it. So one day he left the buggy. We take one of his alpha butter sandwiches and rake it off, and put cow in the arms right there and wrapped it back in exactly like it were. And he came back and bit in it before he knew it. But we didn't gain nothing. He just went on down the house and he dealt with our daddy. That was about the meanest trick I reckon we could have done. We thought that was one way of getting even with him, see?
Hadn't known him.
I wasn't going to tell that.
That's a beautiful story.
I'm ashamed of that, anyhow.
Oh, come on. How about ghost stories? Did you ever sit around and tell ghost stories?
Not much.
How about the old house where y'all went down there where it was many dancing and playing in one
yeah,
room?
Yeah, I know. We visited an old, empty, deserted house one time and a bunch of because nothing in it, just a solid room. So when we come back down, we get as many people up there as was when we was up there. And we all go run ourselves to death to get home. We didn't even look back. And we never did know where it come from or how it ever happened. And we really hear them, 5 or 6 of them. They're just dancing cat on us like we were. They always did tell us that old house was hanged, but we didn't believe it. And there was no other way in that house. It was just a big room upstairs, and the steps went up from down here. Wasn't no closet anybody could have been hid in.
That's a good one.
And scared us to death. We run and run and run.
Yeah.
On the way home. And jack-o'-lanterns. We used to see lots of jack-o'-lanterns in the mountains. You don't see none of them anymore. We sit on the porch after rain. They just follow each other, just like kids playing with lights at night. One would run after the other one, all round in them fields. We'd seen them light on the horses' ears, and just run all the horses' ears when they'd be coming in at night. Just light the ears up. Just like fire on a horse's ears.
I wonder what it was.
I never did know what it was. Some people said it's open in the ground. Some said one thing, some said another. You know, a lot of preachers, different people speak of jack-o'-lanterns. Nobody really knows what they are. No, they don't know what they are. But I've seen my dad take a switch and like wipe them off the horse's ear and just run back to it. And it don't hurt anything.
Did it bother the horse?
No, he didn't even know it was on it, I'm guessing.
No heat from it then at all.
No, didn't know it was on there, no heat to it.
Did you ever know about any iron mines or ore mines up there?
No, I didn't. It's two old coal hearths back in there where they burned coal, wood to make coal out of. But I don't know what in our area where we lived of any iron mines or anything.
Okay. Now, you had to cut these logs, you say, and you would make ties, railroad ties out of them.
Yeah, we'd make them too.
And first you'd peel the bark?
Well, we peeled that bark. That we all went to Elkton to the tannery to tan leather with.
Yeah.
We just saw the tree down, take the bark off, and let the tree lay.
Oh.
If it was good trees, sometimes we'd use them for railroad ties. And we'd cut locust posts. And we'd haul lots of telephone poles out here, the whole long pole. You got to put a trail on behind your wagon to haul them.
Yeah, right. It was a lot of work to do in that, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then one year we got a contract to make these cross pieces that goes on telephone poles.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they put them balls on it, locust, so we didn't have to cut them at 4 feet long. And we made a good bit of money off of that. We hauled that out here and loaded the railroad cars with it up here.
Yeah. Do you recall how much your father got for taking care of the cattle that were up there?
Well, he probably didn't get much. They'd probably maybe give him $25. That day, isn't
it? Well, he had to keep the brush down.
No, we didn't fool with the brush. The cattle mostly kept it clean.
Oh.
We'd have to keep the fences fixed and salt them. We'd salt them over a couple of weeks. We'd take salt out on the horse and pour it on top of them big rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they would lick them rocks, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about doctors? If somebody was very sick, was there a doctor that would come up there?
Yes, we had a doctor in Grottoes used to come up there. We'd have to come ask him, but he'd come most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Whistler. And he'd stay a couple of days when he'd come.
Yeah.
Before he'd get plenty to eat.
Did he come by horseback?
Some mostly buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He had a buddy.
Yeah. Did they use doctors or midwives for babies?
Well, lots of midwives.
Mm-hmm. They were good.
Back in them days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you aware of the flu epidemic in 1917?
No, see, I wasn't.
You were too young.
Very young then.
I was just wondering about. Now, how about it? When the park said it was going to take over, did you join the CCCs?
No, I wasn't in the CCs.
Why?
I never could get in. I tried once or twice. They had a camp right up here.
Sure.
But
well, you were married.
I know I was married then. They mostly take the younger boys, but we still try to get in and there's none for them.
Yeah, but they didn't take married people.
There were some that were married. I don't know. But I have to do a little surveying for the park when they come in there.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Help them, you know, survey some of the land.
Yeah. How did you feel about it?
Well, I really didn't care much, but it sure did hurt my dad a lot. He never was the same anymore after he had leave marriage.
Yeah.
And I got a job up in the bill at the Skyline, driving trucks. Well, I got a job as a watchman. And he had moved out of there, done made him move out of the mountain then. So he begged me, try to get him a job up there. So I got in the job up there as a night watchman. So I take the job driving a truck and give him my job.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes back to Brown Gap where he left from. And my mother too. And they had a little shanty on runners and he watched the equipment. And every time they'd move a mile, they'd pull the shanty on and went from up there to home to Elston that way. He was up there a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
As a night watchman.
Yeah.
For him.
In other words, they didn't relocate him. They didn't give him a home.
Oh, no, no.
Well,
they just,
he bought a home over the mountain.
He bought one. The park didn't give him anything, did he?
They paid him for the ground, and he bought the home over the mountain. Over there at
Stony Point, I know that.
Well.
But they didn't give it to him. They just bought his place.
Well, yeah.
Gave him about half what it was worth.
Mm. Oh, you'd never give him enough for it.
How many, you said you had lots and lots of kinds of apples. I don't want to brush over that lightly. How many kinds of apples did you have?
Lord, I take me a good while too. Really what I can think of. We had a strawberry apple. We got a sheep nose apple. We had a lemon twig. We had a northern spy. We had a smoke out of the apple. And we had two or three different types of wine sap apples. We had a big sweet apple, great big apple. And we just had all kinds of apples. Kinds you can't even find to hear of anymore.
Did you or your father know how to do grafting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Send them up. The northern spies was a wonderful apple. And a smokehouse is a good apple for pies. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have Yorks and call them Johnson Sundays, and Winesap, the Limber Twig, something like that, put himself a winner. And Baldwin got a ball and apple, big apple.
How about Milam?
Had Milam plenty of them. I forgot them, you see.
Yeah. How many, roughly, how many acres of orchard was there?
Well, we probably had probably 5 acres, something like that, an apple tree. And we sold some apples.
Yeah.
Me and my mother and father taking a load of cabbage to Waynesboro once the horse and wagon. Take it 2 days. We got 10 cents a head for them. They'd weigh 10 pounds a head about it. All the way to Waynesboro, I'd spend the night each way.
Oh, my goodness.
A whole week taking a couple hundred heads up there.
Those are tremendous cabbages, then.
Oh, he's raised cabbage up there that weighs 15, 18 pounds, anyhow. That grounds, good suitable ground for cabbage.
Yeah.
Well,
you
always call them as your trotters
sale. Oh, yeah, everybody ever said they were sweet and there, you know, better. They'd come back there for them and stuff like that.
And, of course, then your mother made sauerkraut.
Made a half barrel of sauerkraut, that's tall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the rest, where would you keep the rest of them during the winter?
In the cellar.
In the cellar.
We had a big cellar built back in the ground with cement sides, walls on it, and had bins in there for the apples.
And the cabbage and the turnip.
Cabbage, we would bear them outside.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Did you dig a trench?
No, we just set the cabbage right on top of ground with the head down and the roots up.
Yeah.
If you dig a trench, too much water gets in them. You got to keep them up. And then throw dirt on top of them after you set them on the ground.
Oh.
You see, if you dig a trench and put something in, it'll draw too much water in the trench.
Mm-hmm.
We just set them right level on the ground. And then put a little straw or bark or something over and then cover them with dirt. And they keep all well.
The turnips the same way?
Turnips the same way. Very turnips too. But now we both put potatoes and sell
them. Yeah.
Oh, we might do a few bushels to keep them from growing out anything so they'd be keep on up in the summer, see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in the spring, you would exchange your potatoes with the neighbors.
That's right. And seed corn too.
Uh-huh.
They claim they've done better. Now I don't know what was, and it really anything to that or not.
Yeah.
But they claim it did.
Sure. Well, that's still the custom, I know. Great. Oh, I'm wondering, there must be some more things that you can tell me.
Well, you can't think of everything, you know. You think of it later.
Well, you all have a chicken soup factory up there. You have a cider mill up there. What else? Oh, a cider mill.
Oh, he made lots of cider.
Yeah.
And we had a chicken coop back to that one time, made chicken coop. And a sawmill too. Sawed lumber.
Yeah. Was this a movable sawmill?
Yeah, you could move it, you know, from one place to another, but raise more job, not as easy as it can now, but
yeah.
You could move them. But the sawmill really didn't belong to us. We had a lot of stuff cut and sawed out. It belonged to another man. He kept grotto.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody in your family, were they cobblers or blacksmith, or how did you get your horses shod and your feet shod?
Well, they had blacksmith shops out here, mostly in grotto.
Mm-hmm.
The two colored men had two blacksmith shops here.
Mm-hmm.
And we could pick our own shoes. We had a last and staff, we put our own soles and stuff on our shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to make molasses, homemade molasses too.
Yeah. Then you raised cane.
We raised cane too.
Mm-hmm. He looks like the kind of raised cane, doesn't he? I think you really grow around the
table. You make cane? Molasses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't see much of it anymore, do you?
Well, it's not, they claim it's the same, but it's not the same. It's a sorghum. It's not as good as it used to be. No, it is exactly the same. You know, I know that. You can buy it from over there yonder. Yeah. Friends, did you have any particular childhood friends when you were growing up? There were so many brothers and sisters, I guess you didn't meet them, did you? Well, not really particularly. I guess some family we like to play with, but I ain't do more than others. Mm-hmm. But, not really particularly. We got along good with all the kids. We'd all play together from high school.
Yeah.
We didn't have any trouble. There was always somebody else up there staying with y'all besides the family, mostly.
And we didn't get in any danger. Yeah. We were growing up.
Yeah. You know, before the park took over, tourists were beginning to come in.
Yeah, some.
What was your reaction to them?
Well, all of them, we had seen anything. We were always very friendly with them. And
my dad always liked company. He would be friendly to anybody. And have them in any way, too.
Yeah.
He really would.
Mm-hmm. When you knew the park was coming in, were you happy about it or upset?
Well, I really didn't mind seeing it come, but I thought maybe it was getting time for it to move in the hand. But he didn't. Older people didn't want it at all under no circumstances. Well, that young generation, we'd been out here too a good bit, you know, and we really didn't care too much.
Had you given any thought to what you wanted to be when you grew up?
Not really. Mm-mm. Not really at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was having a good trade. Well, nothing in them days to learn a good trade on.
Yeah.
All we knew how to do was to work.
Yeah.
But we just got along all right.
Did you buy newspapers when you came into town?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, how would you know what was going on?
I think we'd be better off right today if we didn't know what was going on, just like we did that day and time.
You're right. Yeah.
I watch this news and stuff over the television, so it gets me so confused about it.
Mm-hmm. Want to say one thing, want to say another, and half of that is never done. And I don't know if we wasn't better off than not to know what was going on.
But, still, the people did know that the Civil War was going on.
Oh, yes, they knew about them things. You find out somebody, somewhere, some way. Maybe some of them did get a paper. I don't know.
Do you know of anyone in your family that went into the war?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No.
All
right.
Didn't know that my brothers go, and my dad's people, I don't know whether anything was anything else.
Mm-hmm. I wish you knew how your father had met your mother.
I really don't. Some of the girls might know, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I never did know before they met at.
Yeah.
I'm sure that maybe some of the older girls would know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly have picked your brain, and I appreciate this more than you know. What I'm going to do is teach you. This is a song written by Mr. Harris's father. Unfortunately, I cannot sing it, so I will read it. It's called The Blue Ridge Mountaineer. I have spent my days in the Blue Ridge Hills, where I couldn't hear nothing but the whippoorwills. There the lightning gave such a beautiful sight, I could hardly tell when it grew night. But now I'm down in this low land, where the water is warm and the land's all poor. Mr. Harris, would you mind repeating for me the story you were telling him about the Ralstons?
You said that there were four houses.
Four little small houses.
just had a pass from one of them to the other.
Yeah.
And they had a pass on the walk through for a mile before you could get to any kind of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
They carried the stuff in there but on the back. Did they have a garden? Not that I remember them raising anything.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any horses?
No horses.
No cows?
No cows.
Well, tell about your mother with the milk.
Oh, give them the milk. They carried all the milk that they drank and used from our house in June. One right after the other one, every day, it all come for milk.
And your mother just gave it to them?
Yeah, she just gave them the milk. And they lived very poorly. They could have lived as well as anybody else in the mountain did, but they just didn't go for it. They didn't get out and work like the other people did.
Can you account for any reason?
Not really. Not really. They all, after they left the mountain, they seemed to straighten up most of them. Two of them still live. All the others are dead. There's six boys down there.
Mm-hmm. Could it have been that the original one didn't know how to do anything, so had no...
Probably just followed his footsteps, and they didn't really own any of it. They just built the houses down there in Pennahan. It wasn't never their land.
Well, they couldn't live off of just milk.
No, they got other things some ways, but I don't really know just how anymore. But first from going out working, I don't ever remember them doing any work.
Hmm. That's strange.
They probably raised a little something somewhere of that.
Yeah. Could it have been too close marriages?
Huh?
Could it have been marrying too closely?
No, they didn't have a many of them ever get married while they was up there. They didn't even have a father that I knew of.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
These old ladies had these boys, and I was very young. I really never know by who.
Yeah.
But it never was anybody to look after.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the park coming in was a good thing for them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much.
You don't know why some people want to live that way. But we'll find a few yesterday don't care much either.
Okay.
To make anything and throw it all away so we get it.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Harris, you got on the phone to find out how his father met his mother, did you?
No, she's like me. She just stopped. That was the way. She wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That she had gone there to work.
Oh, one question I meant to ask. Did your mother raise flowers?
Some flowers. She'd have lots of flowers through the summer, but she didn't keep many during the winter, would you?
Yeah.
Wasn't heated proper for them.
Do you recall any of the plants that she had?
Not really.
Lilacs
and lots of rose bushes.
Mm-hmm.
She liked flowers.
Yeah.
Got a lot of black-eyed Susan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always let them grow.
And kept the seeds then.
She lived till she was 83. She finished up living up the road there a couple miles. And she was healthy up so that the very few days before she died. She waited on herself.
Well, don't you think all that outdoor living and all that exercise that everybody did made them healthy?
Well, I do indeed. I do. It kept people from getting so fat, kept the calories burning off you. I've seen her saw logs with a cross-cut saw as well as a man. And she worked hard. She done more work in a week than a woman does now in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, very much more.
Yeah.
Women just couldn't do that anymore. They couldn't stand it.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And we had wind like deer. We could run up and down them hills just one from the bottom to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nothing but us to run a mile uphill. Not a thing.
Yeah.
But we was raised to it, little on up fish.
Yeah.
No, we could just run from the house to top that mountain on that road, not even stop.
Very, very
strong and much. And you didn't see a little medicine cabinet setting full of medicine either, like you do now.
Yeah.
You can go to my nanny house you want to. You'll find all kinds of pills that somebody in that family's taking. Only pill I've seen was a dose of worm medicine to get sore once in a while. Eat a big piece of fat meat and colored beans, anything we wanted, and all of it we wanted and didn't gain an ounce, so we'd run it and burn it out.
Yeah, right.
Now you lay around the house, want a bite of this, a bite of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there weren't the snack foods.
I don't regret living or raised in the mountain, or living in the mountain. We, like I said, we didn't have much money, but we had more to eat now I've had since I moved out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the year round. If none of us ever went hungry, we never had to go dirty. We always stayed clean and had decent stuff to wear.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a beautiful story that you have given us, Mr. Harris, and I sure appreciate it.
Well, it's a lot of things, you know, you can't remember.
I know it. But now you remember to tell your